Yes, you must be more Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
How
have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? Refer us to neighbor that we can begin. Just as the way in Ephesians 6 appear, verses 10 to 13. They who delay in the spiritual realm will find us when we clothed.
We've
already clothed the armor of our warfare and the weapons. And we have filled all the weapons of the Lord. From preparation of the gospel of peace. And that is our shoe of warfare. And we tie the truth within the waist. Like it's written.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. And we put the blessed bread, faith which comes from hearing the word of God. And we hold our shield of faith. And we move command by command, scripture by scripture, here a little, there a little.
And
we held the sword of the word of God in the Old and New Testament. And the helmet of salvation, which appeared in Acts 2, and it is the Holy Spirit.
We
would have clothed the helmet which appeared in tongues of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we shall be more than conquerors.
Hallelujah.
The rest will find us and they begin from there to learn how to clothe. Every time we wait, time is passing by us. You may see we have time and we are going to be studying. But the time of studying is going to finish any moment. For you see, as if 3 years are many. 3 years is just very few years.
You
finish and you check yourself, and you don't have all things. And you have a lot of holes within you and patches. And God tells you, go.
And
don't add on, don't subtract. Then you'll see a problem there. What was happening to me? When a child is
class,
they get lazy, but when they reach an exam, they begin to question, I did attend class that day. Now they have brought the exact question, the time I missed class.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But
he
will send you and tell you if you're there.
God
teach concerning the garden and what happened there. And you were not sure of the subject, the topic. And you go lie to people.
And
for you yourself, you feel it near the light. If you've ever been in light, when you bring it into darkness, you feel it yourself. They will beat you as you realize what we
are doing.
As you appear like Jonah. As they stared at the sea, Jonah knew what was happening. And as they prayed, Jonah was in the hideout.
And
as they prayed to their God, Jonah was sleeping. And they asked him, why don't you pray to your God? I'm not going to pray to your God. What is happening? His anger is not going to forgive me. I have to get out of the boat. What you do is throw me out of the boat.
You
can't say, God forgive me. Tell him, beat me, my beatings, they finish. For you will be knowing it.
Reached
and knew. That is not a time of repenting to him. It's not a time to ask him to stop. But
it's
to accept beatings to be finished. And
you
have to ask for the last, which he expected perhaps.
He's
going to go away and the beatings end. They threw him within the sea. Now the one who beat him sent fish. He commanded the fish to take him where he wanted.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus.
And he spent
3 days in the belly of a fish. He was being taught and shown whatever is within hell. And the Lord Jesus spoke through him. The body remained in the fish, but the spirit went within hell. He began to see what is there.
Why
to go back and rebel against me? Because this prophet, whatever he prophesied, he wanted it to come to pass. When he reached there, they forgave those people. He got angered.
But
God created there a pumpkin and cut it immediately. And he got angered with the Lord.
You've
cut away my thing you've given me.
You
told me you wanted my people to just slash them like that. Just like you feel for the thing you never planted, which you never watched over.
Now,
you have planted my people, taken care of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, it's good to get all knowledge, for what lacked in Jonah was lacking full knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He had knowledge, but it was not full. Some things he never knew how to do them. And he couldn't question why they have been forgiven. And God tried himself to teach his servant. To teach you at the same time when you are in the ministry. And they put you into the field and you know something that could teach you. They may beat you with the people you're teaching. For you two, you're still learning. Those things break. And it is good you learn from outside the field. As they teach you the real field when you already know what to do.
Yes,
he was praise Jesus.
Now,
many times we waste in this moment and the lessness and
it's
increased so much.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Increase,
but I see time is reducing more.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
My president,
you know where they're electing
the president.
He felt that 5 years were very many. Now he realized. And he's running only with 1-2 years. And he sees they're finished almost.
Yet,
he had to put in order many other things. They are not yet in order. Now they have created that program. Not touching the constitution. You may see as if you have much time, but it runs quick. And the moment time reduces, your needs increase and come so many.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
For
in the moment time has reduced from you, the roads he's supposed to construct is just discovered them some. Even the good things have increased in the nation as his term is ending. Even oil has come. The treasures, the wealth have discovered in Uganda. And his time is finishing, yet many good things are coming.
Yes, he was
praised you. Now, why are you getting angered? Many times when you play with the
time,
as time finishes, you see a lot of good things you see.
Now,
as we enter the third year, the second year, you will see the need of this gospel. We have finished the first and the second year, but we enter the third year. You will see people who are fast. People determined needing the gospel. And I say they need you to go take it there. You say, friends, I don't have it. I was supposed to have all that. As we enter the third year, need is going to increase so much. People needing the word of truth. That year in it we have created much thirsty and tiredness by the false prophets increasing many. They
would
come as shadows, they have to be discovered in that year. They would appear as if they had truth. They too are to be discovered in that year. Now in discovering them, you will see a chaos around. And we are highly demanded. Now you're going to begin to look for your books. Let me see whether the Spirit wrote me anything in me. Let me try to connect church I see. There I missed that lesson. Let me go back the book. There I never wrote down. And if you begin to call your brethren,
you
will you for 6 months and teach us what is church. The problem you found is one. You still refuse the recordings are being recorded. You deny them when the recordings told them something else. For the recordings will go before you as you reach.
They
need someone to pass through what they learned. See how you patch the gospel as they are hearing you.
And this is
not what we had in the recording. Every minister God will tell us to send. We send you with the recording. You reach there and you do mistakes as you put in recordings for them. And go explain something. After explaining, when you explain it different, and they will see you how you have the full knowledge. And they say this is half knowledge. Maybe sometimes you miss the sessions.
And
we are going to be very careful. Today we shall pray for to go minister. We are going to look at them.
Bible
says that look keenly among those who grow. If you remain, don't claim I was with you all the time.
Let
waste our time thinking about
minister.
Wasted the time, but you spent it doing what?
For
the time we have just fulfilled an occasion, but you say when they reach to send, they will send me among the, they will send. That is very hard. You are wasting your time. Quite of you, perhaps you go home and sleep.
Well,
in the spirit you're sleeping and in the body you seem looking. Praise Jesus. If you're sleeping in spirit, you're wasting time to look, for it has no meaning. Go and sleep double. Sleep in the spirit and in the body. Praise Jesus. What we try to tell you is this. We have gotten lazy so much, and things are still many within our character. Me, I'm like that, my moods and ways.
They're
not going to help you in serving God. Everyone who comes in Christ Jesus,
they
clothe Christ Jesus. When you clothe Christ, you have to appear. And he's the one to appear in all his actions, in all ministering. Don't just tell us you clothe Jesus here, but you don't appear like him. And your actions are not of him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we pray God to help on two who have gotten diligence and you who have laziness. When you arise yourselves to empower you, that you may not retard.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
my name and voice.
Amen. Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor
Apostle.
We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for coming. Thank you for committing to seek the Lord.
And
all you on our different social mediums. As we move on to seek God in these last days. After the love of many drawing calls. And this has come for false prophets. To increase the false pastors, the false apostles, ministers who claim to be of the Spirit, and different religious people, given the beliefs. According to Matthew 24:9-14. Many people concerning the gospel of the kingdom of God, they
call,
and they say perhaps no more there. Verse 14 says the gospel of the kingdom will remain being preached in all nations, and then the end will come.
So
that gospel is going to be witness to our people. As we face the new generation with the full knowledge of God,
and
it's a national ministry to minister within heavens and earth, and the gospel we preach is the one preached to all creations within heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
are moving on with the journey of heaven.
Move
through the Bible for 7 years.
From
2005-2011.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The 7 years. They moved on to explain the seven spirits of
the
Lord, which make up the fullness of the Holy Spirit. To say that the journey of heaven, it shows us how we came on this world, and where we live this
earth,
to get back the third heaven,
to
above all the heavens, where we find the new heaven and the new
earth.
And that's where there is the beginning of God and all creations. Praise Jesus.
You
say it was moved through the Bible.
We
just bring a book of remembrance
to
all nations of this world, like
he
said in Malachi 3, starting from verse 13 unto 18, that he wrote the book of remembrance. In those days there will be a separation of the one who serves God and who never serves him, the righteous and the unrighteous. Now journey move through the Bible, brings back the Bible to reveal it to you,
and
every place from planet earth to all through all the heavens, to reaching the third heaven and above the heavens, the new heaven where the new
earth,
in what was and what is,
in
what is going to come. All those Bible have them, but remind you
and
to show you, just as you see the images, all things how they appear. Praise Jesus. Is to say it moved through the Bible. We bring scripture by scripture, command by command, a little here, a little there. The Holy Bible within heaven, out of which came all things, which we have a copy of the Holy Bible on earth.
We
moved in the journey of heaven from planet earth. We stretched outside it, went to the kingdom of the stars. We passed through, we went through the circular heaven, and we passed the northern door, entered the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
in
the first created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And in here is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And here, in the center of the city, there are two cherubims, the Ark of the Covenant, the mercy seat, together with the golden altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. It's taking us to study how judgment will appear.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we've seen many things.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We saw the second resurrection, the second coming of the Lord Jesus, the rapture, and the judgment.
It
pushed us to see the valley of Armageddon. What will happen after all the stars to fall from the heaven, and they fall to crush all the planets, and our habitable earth, it will be the last to be devastated, and it will power everything in it in the valley of the heaven, and there will be a very great desert there. When we study the valley of
Armageddon,
we have the devil will mobilize people from Mark, Gog, and Gog. He will mobilize them to go to fight the Lord Jesus, and they expect to come within that valley to see that they fight the Lord Jesus. Something which is very hard. That's why you look keenly at the words like Gog and Magog. We've seen them for some time. And Gog is this planet Earth where we are, and it has two places within it which are so amazing, where there are armies of the devils, like the underground and under the ocean, which we saw. And just as we move on to be seen, the second part within God, or this planet where we are,
this
place known as the world of darkness, this dry land of the planet and the people upon it, people who have no light of wisdom, neither understanding, and not even the counsel of the Lord, neither the power of the living God, not even knowledge of God and the fear of God, not to even submit to the Spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus. Now, because of that, we're moving on today to move on what it is in the world of darkness. Praise Jesus. This drew us never to remember where we came from.
The
reason why is our Father in heaven and we are right on this world. Today what we are going to look on so much, I can tell you like this, the heading we are starting today, it moves on to explain what is the world of darkness. We say the darkness of the devil, which he covered concerning the garden of God, which is in Eden, or which is known as the paradise, together with what happened, it's been revealed today. Praise Jesus. The heading is a bit long. Praise Jesus. Darkness of the devil, which he covered concerning the garden of God, which is in Eden, or which is known as the garden of God, or
paradise,
and what happened, and what is in that garden. Today they have been revealed.
Satan is darkness about the garden of God. Eden,
which is in Eden,
or the paradise of God,
over ya Katonda,
and what happened
era,
in it,
era chechari wo mujyo,
uncovered, is uncovered.
Bibi kudwa lero.
Kati mkwote tulinamu akagamba,
In quote is the word saying,
God is son,
omwana
go back into the paradise.
Omwana wakatonda, abana wakatonda wadeo unimiro ya Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
children of God are to go back in the garden of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What concerns this garden? Every darkness which troubles the world comes here. And if a person never discovers where was the garden, what happened there? A human being can never discover light. Means they are going to move on to be in the world of darkness, a world of ignorance. And we know wrong. Even in this garden, that's where we had peace. And there are commands which were given us there. We've spent a long time.
We
never discovered the reality of what happened in the garden.
And
even the things the devil tried to invent, which are filled with much darkness, and the human being never was able to know which right place the garden is. The real things which happened there, and how was it just from there? What can he do to go back there?
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to Luke 23, our Lord speaks like this. 2,000 years, 2,017 years back, Jesus revealed us again what concerns the garden.
Then
he called all who are weary that they get back in that garden to rest from the troubles of this world. We are going to discover, we are going to take away that darkness. We wind up this head of the world of darkness. We've come to continue to lighten and to show you the darkness which was put in place concerning the garden and what happened in the garden of Eden.
Yes,
praise Jesus. By that darkness, it failed a human being to even seek for themselves and to search out how they got lost.
Well,
how did they come to live on this world? How can they go home back? Listen to this. All people came from Adam, but we wonder we are different colors. The God who created him was one. We are surprised we have many gods. We
are
surprised we have many religions. We refuse to discover the problem came from where.
At this time,
and therefore moved on to invent darkness. For he put in place and changed even the fruit. And he said these men, Adam and Eve, had sex in Eden.
And
all things are filled with darkness. After having such an evil thought,
it's
hard for a human being to get back to God in the rightful way. But with that darkness, which is hidden the garden of God, the darkness of ignorance, what guides what was in reality and what is needed us to do to take us back to the garden.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All those today we are going to pass through them as we wind up the world of darkness which is found within God, this planet where we are on the dry land where there are human beings.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Been told in Luke 23.
Luke 23:39. Omu kwa baba kolo bubi, aba wanikibwa, na muvuma, ngagamba anti, sigwe Kristu, wero kolewe kanafe. Na ye, owokubiri n'addamu n'amunenya n'agamba nti n'okutya totya Katonda kubanga oli ku kibonerezo kye kubanga oli kibonerezo kye kimu naye era ffe twalagibwa nsonga kubanga ebisaanidde bye twakola bye tusasulibwa naye ono takolanga kigambo ekitasaana n'agamba nti Yesu onjijjukiranga bw'olijjira mu bwakabaka bwo.
When you come in your kingdom, you remember me. Jesus answered him these words.
Luke 23:43. Yesu n'amugamba nti, mazima nkugamba nti, leero onaba nange mu lusuku lwa Katonda.
Praise Jesus.
Come out for Yesu.
The Lord Jesus,
he
answered this man that this very day
you
will be with me in the paradise of God.
Or
what's known as the Garden of Eden. So far 2017 years, ever since Jesus went back to the kingdom of heaven, he moved on to show that this garden is still there. Many moved on to be showing us that perhaps that garden was destroyed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Others claim perhaps it was in Iraq. What you're going to read today was taking away the darkness of the devil concerning the garden of God, together with what happened and what is today. You're going to continue to be enlightened. Jesus moved on to us, the garden was still there. Even though he was lifted back the kingdom of heaven,
like
we saw in Acts 1, verses 9 unto 11, Jesus lifted and taken in the kingdom of heaven. When he sends the revelation, Revelation 1 verse 1, he speaks like this. Revelation 1 verse 1.
Okubikulirwa kwa Yesu Kristo, Katonda kwe yamuwa, okulaga abaddu be, ebigwanira okubaawo amangu. N'abuulirira mu malayika we, ng'amutuma eri omuddu we Yokaana.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Okubikulirwa kuno,
this revelation,
amafu Yesu ng'amaze okusitulibwa n'addamu bwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
Jesus was lifted back to heaven.
Yaddamu n'asindika okubikulirwa.
He sent back a revelation.
Ayita malayika Gabriel.
When he passed through Angel Gabriel.
Oyatuma eri Yokaana.
Whom he sent unto John.
Tuwogera ku Yokaana omubatiza.
We don't speak of John the Baptist.
Obula tuwogera ku Yokaana omu ku bayigiriza 12.
John, one of the 12 disciples.
Gw'osoma mu Matayo esula y'ekkumi.
Whom we read in Matthew 10.
Onyo olusooka n'olwokubiri.
Verses 1 and 2.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Wabula bw'amubikulira.
But when revealed to him, he went on to show him that his garden was still existing and even the tree of life was still there. This bring what? They take away darkness, which says perhaps that garden, it got lost. It's normal. And even that tree, they say they don't know where it is. Some of the people in India, they say they have that tree of life there. Yes.
That's
what gave them to be professionals in making medicine. But all that is darkness. Praise Jesus. But in Revelation 2, verse 7, he tells us this concerning the garden of God. Revelation 2, verse 7.
Alina okutuwa ulira omwoyo kyagambe kanisa. Awangula ndi muwo okulya ku muti ogw'obulamu. Oguli wakati mu lusuku lwa Katonda.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Ndowooza olaba gyali emyaka 14 gyali giyiseewo.
It was 14 years past.
No. 14 gireke. Gyali emyaka 6.
There were 6.
Emyaka gyali 6. Bukyanga Mukama waffe Yesu ayali asibiddwa na
temu kukulu. After the Lord had gone back to heaven.
N'alyoka asindika okubikulirwa kuno eri Yokaana.
And he sent this revelation to John.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Yokaana yali akadiyire ddala.
John had gotten totally so old.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Whom he had left when he was 19 years.
So
he was among the youth, among the disciples.
Right now,
he was close to 70 plus years when he was given this revelation. But
right,
he showed him whoever wins the other tree is still there of life. In the pure garden of God. Yet we know in Genesis. Genesis 2. This tree was planted in that garden. Is it not that? We try to show you
what.
There is much darkness on people in this world. We know they who claim to be wise were taken underground. And others go in principalities. Whom we call the scientists. If you fail, you
send
the bottomless pit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What
we show you is this. Much darkness was put in place concerning the garden. And one of the things which have troubled us under the sun. Exactly where is the right place where we were, that we brought on earth. Others say, maybe the garden was in this world. Perhaps it disappeared.
Yes,
he was. Praise Jesus. We've seen Revelation 2, verse 7. And they have said, the garden is still there, even the tree of life. For we know the tree of life, it wasn't planted in any other place, but in the garden. But many confused and they say, perhaps paradise is different from Eden.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Many say perhaps the garden of God, which is in Eden, and the garden of God, they are very different. But in showing us paradise, they show the tree of life is in there. And it's the same tree planted within the east of Eden.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's go and check out there. This darkness we ended yesterday wanting to look at it, and to light in it much sunshine, and we are very careful at it.
One,
the light of much knowledge to shine so much in the words like this. Genesis 2 from verse
8. Mukama Katonda n'asimba olusuku mu Adeni ku luuyi olw'ebuvanjuba n'ateeka omwo omuntu gwe yabumba. Mukama Katonda n'ameza mu nsi buli muti ogusanyusa amaaso omulungi okulya n'omuti ogw'obulamu wakati mu lusuku n'omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi. Omugga negusibuka mu Adeni.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Batugambye n'asimba mu nsi.
They have said he planted in the garden. Let's repeat this verse. Genesis 2, verse 8.
Lubereberye esule yokubiri olunyiriri lwa munana.
Genesis 2 from verse 8.
Mukama Katonda n'asimba olusuku mu Adeni ku luuyi olw'ebuvanjuba n'ateeka omwo omuntu gwe yabumba. Mukama Katonda n'ameza mu nsi buli muti ogusanyusa amaaso omulungi okulya n'omuti ogw'obulamu wakati mu lusuku n'omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi.
Praise Jesus.
Atugambe munyoro omunaana.
He told us in verse 8.
Yenasimba olusuku.
He planted the garden.
Atwala omuntu n'amuteeka.
And he took man, put him in it.
Wabula munyoro omwenda agamba.
In verse 9 he says.
Teatene munsi namu n'asimbamu emiti.
That even in the world he planted trees there.
Naye ate n'amala n'addayo mu lusuku.
And went back to the garden.
N'asimbamu omuti ogw'obulamu.
He planted in the tree of life.
Ogw'okumanya obulungi.
And of knowing good and evil.
Simanyi oba olina akantu k'oyawudda.
I don't know whether they've separated something there.
Munyoro omwenda lugamba.
Verses 9 says,
Nti Mukama Katonda,
that the Lord God
n'asimba mu nsi,
made all kind of trees
egisanyusa,
grow on the ground of the earth.
Ate n'agenda mu lusuku n'asimbayo omuti ogw'obulamu.
And went to the garden, planted the tree of life,
n'ogw'okumanya obulungi
n'obubi, and knowing of good and evil.
Yesu yebazibwe. Naye kitugezaako kulita kiri bwekiti.
But what we see is this.
Nti atulaze mu kubikulu esule yokubiri.
They have shown Revelation 2.
Onyola omusanvu.
Verse 7.
Nti ddala mu lusuku mwenyini omuti ogw'obulamu gukyalimu.
In the garden the tree of life is still there.
Wabula kati twolekedde.
But we've heard it.
Okuzuulira ddala.
To discover.
Olusuku lusiŋŋaanibwa.
Where is the garden found?
Wekibanga yuda ddala lwe lusuku olwa olwa Eden lulimu omuti ogw'obulamu.
In the garden of Eden there's the tree of life.
Olwo luli ludda.
Where is that?
Luli ku nsi kuno.
Is it on this world?
Twagala omusana guno gwako ogw'okumanya.
We want this light of knowledge to shine.
Tujjukira Katonda afa agulagira.
Remember God commanding it.
Asinda mbakolitse ekyokubiri esuli
yokuna. This is 2 Corinthians 4.
N'alagira omusana gwake mu kizikiza.
Commanded light to shine within darkness.
Yes,
we have. Praise Jesus.
Kati guno gwe musana.
This is the light.
Ogwaka mu kizikiza kyonna eky'obulimba.
In all darkness of deception.
Abantu bwe baziwa amaaso
people were blinded on concern to the next generation, and they never discovered where they came from. They
thought
not the mistake committed in the Eden. What can we do to correct that mistake? Praise Jesus. When he
passed
in 2 Corinthians,
Pastor,
he explains where we find the garden. We are going to speak of the third heaven. Remember, this we've started to brief within the first heaven. Most when we read the third heaven, we shall see it. Let's read.
2
Corinthians 12 from verse 1.
Esura ya kumi na biyo runyiri yoru soka. Chingwani do kwenye miriza. Ne wankubadenga tekusana. Neka ngede mkule sewa. No kubikulirwa kwa mukama wafe. Manyo omuntu mu Kristo eyaka mali emyaka 14.
Wali waise emyaka 14.
They had passed 14 years.
Mukama wafe Yesu ngazuki dera ngazembu akabaka
wa mukuru. Jesus raised, went back to the kingdom of heaven.
Yesu yebazi.
Raised Jesus.
Takati.
Now.
Omutume Paul.
Apostle Paul.
Ne Yokana.
And John.
Ale Paul yasuko kumanya ebyo lisuku wa
mukuru. Paul is the one who first knew the things of the garden where it is.
Wanga yeye abimanya emyaka 14
eja kayitawo. It after just 14 years.
Nga Yesu amazo kude bwaka
wa mukuru. Jesus had gone back to heaven.
Takati ate Yokana.
Now John.
Obikulirwa.
Of Revelation.
Esubire yesoka.
Revelations 1.
Unyo lisoka.
Verse 1.
Ne kubikulirwa 2.
Revelation
Verse 7.
Praise Jesus. Apostle John got them after 60 years. Praise Jesus. But we've looked so much on Apostle Paul. After 14 years, he moves on to discover where is the garden.
Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 12:2. Oba mu mubiri simanyi, oba watali mubiri simanyi, Katonda amanyi. Okutwalibwa omuntu ali bwatyo mu ggulu ery'okusatu. Era mmanyi omuntu ali bwatyo, oba mu mubiri oba watali mubiri simanyi, Katonda amanyi. Bwe yatwalibwa mu lusuku lwa Katonda, n'awulira ebigambo ebitayogerekeka ebitasaanira muntu kubyatula.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ndi mu baana b'abantu.
That among children of men.
Tebakkiriza n'okumala gogera yogera
ku yolusuku. Accepted to speak just concerning the garden.
Kubanga osobola olimba abantu n'obabuliriza
ddala. You can lie to people and you get them lost.
We wali ensibuko y'ebyo ebitutawaanya.
That was the source of things troubling us today.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Naye bw'obyogerako obi.
When you speak wrongly about
us. Oba n'otaleeta musana gujjudde ku byo.
Full light concerning
it.
Whether to begin to speak before understanding. How the light of things have to appear there. He say he knows that man. Christ Jesus.
Who
was taken the third heaven. When he reached there. He met the paradise of God.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But some of
the things he saw there.
Where,
the way he understood the garden before. Some things you cannot
express it,
but you connect what you've been knowing and what you've seen there. He said, my goodness. I thought they ate the fruit and had sex. My goodness. What I've seen is very different. Now one is worthy to speak of them again. For what they speak is foolishness.
He said,
not required of anyone to come. Things he saw, they were so amazing. On the things they knew on the world. They themselves in Israel. They tried to imagine. Maybe the God is within
Babylon.
Is around Iraq where there was Babylon.
Babylon.
If you want to search about Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar was around Iraq. Because on the world appeared places just of earth, like of heaven. Every time a pastor saw things in heaven, they got names from heaven and they named them after this world.
Like you see,
Jerusalem of the world in Israel.
You see, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
We of heaven we speak of.
You can't
find a place called Eden and you think it's the real Eden.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
when he reached the third heaven,
he
found the Lord Jesus there.
And
what he explained him, what concerning the tree, and what happened,
yes,
praise Jesus. But remember, this one was gone there 6 years. He's met the Lord Jesus. He's shown him concerning the garden of the truth which happened in the realities there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But remember, when we saw Luke 23, he told the man, why is on the cross? Let's meet in paradise in the garden of God. Now he has 14 years have passed after he went. Apostle Paul is taken to see where it is.
So
he found the garden in the third heaven.
Yes,
he
was.
Praise Jesus.
The
heaven we see which is bluish up there. That's where there is the stars. That is within the rim below. And it was the last created heaven. But we have the next heaven above it, which was first created, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And we have the heaven next to that, where we find the four living creatures. It was the second heaven to be created in the rim above.
Then
we have the third heaven. Praise Jesus. In it we find the garden of God, the throne of God. If you go above that, you're going to what we call above the heavens. Praise Jesus.
Yes,
we shall study them in their order. But to take away the world of darkness,
we
wanted to first lighten for you that you see in there. Is it true that God is in this world or not?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
are going to be seeing what proof this God is not in this world. That is the topic we are heading on to right now.
We
break them because of their hardness. We are heading. What proves the garden is in the third heaven?
We
take away the darkness of the devil.
So
thousands upon thousands of our fathers.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They moved in the darkness of ignorance. And even the many of your people move with this ignorance. And they're in darkness of not proving where the garden is. What evil was done in the garden, which caused us to be chased from there. For our father is right up those heavens. In those days we were with him in the garden. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And he blessed within his son.
That's
the Lord Jesus. But we want to prove what proves that the garden is in the third heaven and it's not on this world. We move on to bring lights. According to Genesis chapter 3 verse 22 and 24, a human man was chased from the garden.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And when he was chased, they put two cherubims in the way. But we want to question ourselves, the cherubims are they in the world or they are in heaven?
And
what exact place did they clothe?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Well,
that alone can tell us whether
hellbeams
are on this world. Or if they are on the world, the garden will be on the world. If they are not on the world, means the garden moves on to be in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
let's read Genesis. Genesis 3, 22 and
24. Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti, laba, omuntu afuuse ng'omu ku ffe, okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi. Kaakano, aleme okugolola omukono gwe, okunoga ku muti ogw'obulamu, okulya okuwangaalanga emirembe n'emirembe.
Tumaze okukakasa.
We have proved already.
Kiddala omuti guli ogw'obulamu.
That the tree of life.
Guli mu lusuku.
Si we wa. In the garden, isn't that?
Baabula bagoba omuntu.
But they chase man.
Si kulwanga agulya akawangaali.
He eats of it and lives forever.
Katweyongeyo tuwulire.
Let's move on to see.
Lubereberye sura eyokusatu, olunyiriri lwa biri mu.
Genesis.
Lwa biri mu.
Verse 24.
Katuddemu lwa biri mu satu. Mukama Katonda kye yava amujja mu lusuku Aden. Alimenge ettaka mwe yajjibwa.
Bulungi ekyaliwo.
You see what happened?
Katonda.
God.
Akwata omuntu.
He gets man.
N'amujja mu lusuku.
He gets him from the garden.
N'amukomyawo mu nsigi yakolebwa.
He brings him on the plan earth where he was created from.
Wano waliwo amagezi.
Here there is wisdom.
Nti Katonda.
That God.
Bwe yakola omuntu yali yamutwala butwazi mu lusuku.
When he made man, he had just taken him in the garden.
Newankubadde nga yali yamukolera
ku nsi. Though he made him on the planet earth.
Makes
him from the planet
earth.
Takes him to the garden. When he sins from
there,
takes him from the garden, brings him back to the world. Have you heard clear that? When he speaks, he says, he gets him from the garden to dig the ground from where he was gotten.
Let's
briefly get back before we finish here. We explain what happened really. In Genesis 2, verse 6 to 9.
Lubereberye sura eyokubiri, olunyiriri olw'omukaaga. Na yo rufu neruli nya okuva munsi neruto nya amazi ku nsi yonna. Mukama Katonda n'abumba omuntu n'enfuufu y'ensi n'amufuuwamu mu nnyindo omukka ogw'obulamu. Omuntu n'afuuka omukka omulamu. Mukama Katonda n'asimba olusuku mu Adeni ku luuyi olw'ebuvanjuba.
Luuyi lulala si lwa ku nsi kuno.
It's another place, not of this world.
Obuvanjuba bwa Katonda buliwa?
The east of God is where?
Oyina kuyita enjuba weeri ne weeyongerayo.
You have to pass where the sun is and go more ahead.
Kati goboda mu campus zo ze waka kuba kati ojja kugwenda.
If you go to a campus you've met, you fall mad about that.
Oruyo oluliko enjuba yennyini.
The side where there is the sun.
Kale ekizibu. Olese mu campus bwe wakakola mu nnaku zino.
Osomerako ebyolubereberye. You study things of Genesis by it.
Oh, you know, it's enjuba ne weeyongerayo.
You have to pass the sun and stretch ahead.
Jukire enjuba eri kumpi n'omulyango.
Remember, the sun is near the door of heaven.
Oh, itawo ne weeyongerayo.
You pass and stretch ahead to the east.
Kakati olw'okuba olw'okoyesa obuvanjuba oteeka map y'okunsi.
Now, when you use your east and use the map on the world,
n'otandika okukuba obuvanjuba buli
runda. And you begin to see where the east is.
What die. Katino Katonda waliwo lwawandika n'agamba.
Sometimes God writes and says.
Mwana w'omuntu. Lakini empewo ez'obuvanjuba zijje zifuwe omukka.
Command the wind from the east to bring breath.
Zireeta omukka mu bantu bano.
Bring breath in his people.
Ayogera ku biramu
bina. He speaks of the four living creatures found in the second heaven.
Kati gwe bukampasi bwo obuleeta mu jjambu tulira
bwere. Your compass you bring on earth will make you mad. Now listen. When he plants that garden,
he gets man
from the earth he got him. The planet where we are. The planet earth. He made man from planet earth. He planted his garden in the third heaven. He brought man from planet earth. Took him to the garden. Listen and read to hear.
Biri. Luberebele sule yokuviri, olunyiriri wa munana.
Genesis 2, verses 8.
Mukama Katonda n'asimba olusuku mu Adeni, ku luuyi olw'ebuvanjuba. N'ateeka omwo omuntu gwe yabumba.
N'akwata omuntu n'akola ki?
God man put him there.
N'amuggya wano ku nsi.
Got him from the planet
where yali amukoledde.
Where he had made him from.
N'amutwala mu lusuku lw'asimbye ebuvanjuba.
The garden is planted in the east.
Wabula,
but
omuntu bw'amala okukola ensobi.
After man sinned,
Katonda amuggyayo.
God takes him from the garden.
N'amukomyawo yali amukoledde.
Brings him back where he made him from.
It's
the verse we are looking onto.
In Genesis 3,
22-24. Let's get back read there. Genesis 3,
22-24.
Genesis 3, verse 22.
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti laba, omuntu afuuse ng'omu ku ffe, okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi. Kaakano, aleme okugolola omukono gwe okunoga ku muti ogw'obulamu, okulya okuwangaala emirembe n'emirembe. Mukama Katonda kye yava amuggya mu lusuku Adeni, alimenga ettaka mwe yaggibwa.
Owulidde kye yamukola? Yamukwata n'amuggya mu lusuku yali amutudde. N'amukomya we yali
amukoledde.
Y'ensi eno kwe
tuli.
Olusuku luli mu kifo kirala.
Ensi
eri mu kifo kirala.
The world is in another place.
Era ng'omuntu yali amukoledde
wano.
N'amuggyawo n'amutwala.
Bw'amala
okwonoona, n'amukwata n'amukomya we yali
amukoledde.
Era n'olwaliro we tuwangaalira emyaka
mingi.
Akakodi akazuula waje batugoba.
Trick to discover he was just from.
Na waje twadda.
And where we get to.
Abamu tulowooza.
Other thing.
Baba lya olusuku lwali eri.
Maybe the garden was those ends.
Ne batwayonona n'amaana atujjayo n'atuzza.
When we sin, brought it back maybe on the dry lands.
Wali nganga bana abasomesa bali nga abalaga.
They would teach as if they show.
Kiwaliwo olusalo salo ne
there was a border on this earth. Boundary.
East
and now in the east.
Yes,
he planted the garden there. Now man has been made in the west to reside there. He took him in the east. When he
said
he shifted him to the west. According how we
perceive,
the garden is in the third heaven. Made him from the world, lifted him off here.
Which
of the body was made from here? We are going to be explained ahead.
The body
was made, for the spirit came from heaven.
After
making a body for him on the
earth,
took him back where he'd gotten him from,
to be
proven their home is in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the sign, another proving, besides we've understood, he made him on this world. After he put him as a spirit in, lifted him, took him in the garden. When he sinned, he drove him from there, brought him on the world he made him from. First sign proving, the garden is not on this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
another wild sign of two cherubims in the way to close the way to the Garden of Eden. Another sign which moves to show that the garden is not on this world. The cherubims, they are not found on this world, which
you are
put in the way to hinder people go there.
Luberebele sura yokusatu olunyiriri lwabirimu ennya. Bwatyo n'agoba omuntu n'azzaamu ebuvanjuba mu lusuku Aden bakerubi n'ekitala ekimyansa ekikyukakyuka okukuumanga ekkubo ery'omuti ogw'obulamu.
Owulidde ekiriwo bo bali mu kkuba ate tebatuukidde eddala
eri
mu lusuku we luli
wabula
wakati awo mu kkuba
in the middle to the way.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If this image
was not here, I would
have shown you the way.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Who can take this image away for us?
I
in the middle of the way to the Garden of Eden. The cherubims where they are. If you look for them on the world, you never see them.
There's
one person who was asked, where did the cherubims go in the way? That they too sinned against God.
And God just left them from there
and made the garden disappear. You see that kind of
governance,
and they call them cherubim angels.
The
truth is there in the light of everything in the Holy Scripture.
By
the world of darkness of ignorance, wisdom which never brings out light, eyes of the mind were blind in their understanding, the eyes of the right counsel of God, the scales of the law, the right directions, they got blinded. The power,
it is
power which can fight against what God never put in place. Everything you never built,
to
put in place
what
God planted, power is not in the people. They put in place powers of darkness, of falling down. The power of knowledge,
which is
the worthful from the worthless, it too is not there. This was here and where it was.
For
the eyes of your mind being blinded, the eyes of fear of God. Don't just speak what you don't prove and
sure.
And you begin to lie when you are not sure what you speak. Perhaps cherubims, they too sinned and they were chased from the
way.
God to make the garden disappear. That man said again, maybe the garden
is
around Babylon
in
Iraq. It got lost and disappeared in the ground of Babylon. The garden did disappear, it is still existing. But get light. The Jehovah said, it's going to appear again on this world. Arise and appear. And
he said
they're going to live in the garden of God on this world.
You
see darkness of this world. But born again,
it's
part of it to know the real life. The world of darkness, that's what is done. But they have said, let's repeat verse
24. Genesis 3. Era n'ekitala ekimyansa ekikyukakyuka okukuumanga ekkubo ery'omuti ogw'obulamu.
Nti bo bali mu kkubo tebali eri ddala.
In the way they are not right within Eden. They were watching over the way to Eden. Now, when you look to this image, man was gotten from this planet up, moved up the first heaven, passed to the second heaven, to reach the third heaven. When he was being brought back, he was brought back to the planet Earth. They went to head in the garden, they put cherubims there. And they closed the northern door of the first heaven, which passes to reach the second heaven, and reach the third, where there is the paradise. They are in the way they have closed from there. They closed. Now, when you look for them on this world, you would never see them. Because, praise Jesus. When did they expect to see the garden? When did the garden last
see?
The world, if they claim it was here. In every history of this world, they have never seen the garden here. Who has any book?
Video
of any video and the cherubims on this world. But we have the book, the Bible, which show us where the Bible, the garden is, and where the cherubims are. Bible says Moses saw the cherubims.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. But he didn't see them on the earth. They are in the way to Eden. Listen very well. Hebrews 8:26. It tells us this. Let's read there.
Agamba.
Hebrews 8:5.
Abaweereza ab'ekifaananyi n'ekisiikirize eky'ebyo eby'omu ggulu, nga Musa bwe yabuulirwa Katonda bwe yali ng'agenda okukola eweema, kubanga ayogera nti tulemenga kukola byonna ng'ekyokulabirako bwe kiri kye walagibwa ku lusozi.
You hear very well. Moses, the things he brought on the world, where there were cherubims, he sought them in heaven himself. When you
pass
the door of heaven and move up, you enter Jerusalem of heaven. That's where he formed the cherubims.
He
told them, do things as you saw them in heaven. Now, in the era of Moses, he discovers again, to the garden, though he himself never reached there immediately. But after that, God moved on to reach him in the garden. And he told him everything
we did there.
People question what wrote the book of Genesis.
Yeah,
it is Moses.
You
think it was there in the beginning? Moses himself was given
when
he reaches Jerusalem, where there are cherubims, he was sat displayed for everything there. You know where the cherubims are crossed there? Up there. There is the garden. He was given the story of writing the entire Bible. He wrote down everything. And he wrote down.
And
he brought him on.
I'm going to go to Ibrahim.
He was just taught them of what was. Moved on to write them.
Yes, he
was
raised
Jesus. But Moses moved on to discover where the cherubims are.
abazibye okuba erigenda.
They will block the way to the garden.
Kubanga Mukama bwamulagira.
But when God commanded him,
amugamba nti bano baweereza bifaananyi by'ebyo eby'omuggulu.
He told him this stuff, the shadow of things in heaven.
Era ng'alagira Musa tuleme kukola ng'ebyo biwalabikiddwa.
He told him do this as we are commanded.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga ebyo yamugamba mu kitabo eky'okuva.
That's what he told him in Exodus.
Esura eno eyabirimu omukaaga.
Exodus 26.
Olunyiino olwasatu paka asatu mu ttaano.
Verse 30 to 35.
Atusomeyo tuwulire.
Let's read there.
Kuva abiri mu mukaaga. Olunyiriri olwasatu. Era olizimba eweema mu ngeri yaayo gye walagibwa ku lusozi. Era olikola ejjigi erya kaniki, n'ery'olugoye olw'effulungu, n'ery'olumyufu, n'erya bafuta ennungi erangiddwa, ne bakerubi omulimu ogw'abakozi ab'amagezi bwe lirikolebwa. Era oliwanika ku mpagi nnya ez'omuti gwa sita ezibikkiddwako zaabu. Ebikwaso byazo biribeera bya zaabu ku binnya bina ebya ffeeza. Era oliwanika ejjigi wansi w'ebikwaso, n'essanduuko ey'obujulirwa oligiyingiza eri munda w'ejjigi, n'ejjigi liryawulamu eri mmwe awatukuvu n'awasinga obutukuvu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Jukira bakerubim.
Remember the cherubim.
Babira mu feche kitukuvu.
They are in the holy place.
Esanduko ya
with the ark of the covenant.
Erabo bebali bagalawo.
And they are the ones who are closed there.
Baure kitufe kitukuvu kunda wakuru.
And the holy place to above up that heaven.
Okuita mukuru eliyo kubine eliyo
the second and the third heaven.
Wano bebaya uliram.
That's where they separated.
Basaba galawo mulyango
gwe. They closed that northern door.
Okudde eri kitufe kitukuvu.
Going up second third was the most holy place.
Erange you stand tali tachali nyayo.
The devil had no access.
Akubere ba malaika abaabo.
Not even fallen angels.
Akumanga omusentro ya Yerusalem.
Top in the center of Jerusalem.
Bozi no okudde no wanse.
And to get him down the rim below.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kati ekintu kye baakola wano ku nsi kyali kifaananyi.
They did on earth.
Ekiraga nti bakerubi ddala be baggalawo ku
mirigeera. Sure the cherubims crossed the way to the garden.
Era nga kabona omukulu.
And the chief priests.
Owomukulu.
Of the heaven.
Kama afe Yesu.
Yes, the Lord Jesus.
Yali tannaba kujja kukugulawo kubeera.
Not come to open that door and wait.
Ye omukulu bakerubi we baggalawo.
Heaven with the cherubims closed.
Era nga beebulani esula ekumi egamba.
Hebrews 10 says.
Ye yaddamu okutugulirawo ekubeera.
He's the one who opened that way for us.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ebyo tuli bakubitegeera nga tusomye kubiri
okutya.
Era lwakuba twagadde ekizikiza kino.
Tusooka
tukikunye mu magezi
g'abantu.
Omanyi omuntu olina omukamulamu
ekizikiza ekyo.
Bwe tuligenda otuuka okusoma ebyomukulu
eryokusatu.
Ati saayina ku musana. Lwaki Musa ateekawo ejjigina
naggalawo
ng'ate bakerubi bali eri n'essanduuku?
Mu
byaddala eri
mukulu
abaakola ejjigi be bakerubi
bennyini. Ne
baggalira essanduuku ey'amateeka n'ekkuba ery'omu mambuka ery'eggulu erisooka. Era ekkuba eryo lyamala emyaka
gyonna
paka Yesu ng'amaze kujja n'atufiira ne balyoka
baliggulawo.
Era abaagendanga mu lusuku olwo mu ndagaano enkadde baayitanga wansi mu kyoto.
They passed under the altar.
Kubikulwa mukaaga.
Revelation 6.
Olw'omwenda n'olw'ekkumi
n'omu. Verse 9 to 11.
Kati ng'omuliro ogwo tosobola kugusemberera okujjako malayika w'omuliro n'omutukuvu.
Not get to the fire except the angel of fire and a saint.
Wayise emyaka
2017
era bakerubi tebakyagalawo kuba ligenda mu lusuku.
No more cross the way to the garden.
Olaba omutume Pawulo yayitawo n'agendayo.
Apostle Paul passed and he went to the third heaven.
Ne bamubuulira ebiriyo.
He was told what is up there.
Wabula.
But.
Nga tukyannyonnyoka ebyo
byonna. As we explained all that.
Kyenyinza okugamba.
What I can tell you.
Nga wayise emyaka Musa ng'amaze okulaba bakerubi.
After Moses saw the cherubim.
Ezekiel yakomawo n'addamu n'abalaba.
Ezekiel too came and saw them.
Ng'atolooza bali ku nsi.
And do you think they were on this world?
Ezekiel yabalabanga nabo bali mu
ggulu. Ezekiel saw them and they were in heaven.
Ezekiel 10 gye tusoma.
Ezekiel 10.
Olwo nno twali tuli kumpi nakwolekera endagaano.
There we are about to even head to the New Testament.
Kubanga be Ezekiel baali niya.
For Ezekiel were near.
Okutuuka ku ndagaano empya.
To the New Testament.
Naye baali bakyagenda mu maaso n'okulaba bakerubi nga ababiri gye bali bennyini
ababiri.
Endagaano abantu bano abafunye ekizikiza mu mirembe
gino.
Bwe bagenze bagamba nti olusuku lulabika lwali mu gundi eno.
Ezekiel sura ya 10.
Ezekiel chapter 10.
Olinyiriri olisoka.
From verse 1.
Awo ne ntunula era laba mu bbanga eryali waggulu w'omutwe gwa bakerubi ne walabika waggulu waabwe ng'ejjinja erya safiro ng'embala ey'ekifaananyi eky'entebe.
Y'entebe ey'ekiseeri kitulaba.
The master seat we see.
Nga Musa bwe baabimuga.
Just as Moses was shown.
Kubanga Musa bw'aleeta ebintu ebyo.
When Moses brought those things.
Mu kuva esula ya 40.
Exodus 40.
Entebe ey'ekisaali waggulu w'essanduuko.
The master seat was above the ark of the
covenant. Masekati ga bakerubi.
In the midst of the cherubims. Ezekiel bridges ahead. In Ezekiel 10. He sees the cherubim still there.
Now,
we speak that they moved away, that they did what? That is the world of darkness. The devil is the one who
brought
that and his messenger.
So
discover why we are on this world and the Father of ours is in heaven. This is where there is the main thing. How did we wish to be here? And then our Father is in heaven. What mistake did we do? For in the plans of the Father, even though he had come to make the body from this world, which we are supposed to live in, but we are not meant to be on this world. It was to take us home. Lord Jesus, when we reached the world, the word is saying,
Lord,
you are on this world, but you are not of this world. A human being began to wonder, what are you talking about?
Yes.
Jesus.
We are
not meant to be here. What do you mean?
No,
we are supposed to be here. Our home is in heaven. And your Father is waiting for you there. Jesus. What did we dare
reach?
That's what would have asked him at least.
But
because of much darkness, we told him we don't know even the way to there.
And
the cherubim is where we do pass even.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. The way to there, it had been closed.
Ezekiel sura ya 10, olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Ezekiel 10 verse 2.
N'agamba omusajja ayambadde bafuta. N'ayogera nti, yingira wakati w'abannamuziga abeetooloola abawulukuka wansi wa kerubi, ojjuze ebibatu byo byombi, ebisirize eby'omuliro, ebiva wakati wa bakerubi, obimansire ku kibuga. Awo n'ayingira nze nga ndaba.
Yesu
yeengeza
kugamba nti mu bisi
bwawangulanga
nga Ibulayimu baani
n'otuuka
mu kibuga kya
Katonda.
Okugendako mu lusuku wayitanga mu
kyoto.
Ate teri malayika mwonoonyi oba omuntu yenna asobola osemberera ekyoto ekyo kubeera ennyanja ya
muliro.
Yesu
yeebazibwa.
Naye nga tumanyi
bakerubi
abo bakyaliwo era nga tebali ku nsi. Kubanga ne mu kitabo ky'okubikulirwa nga ku bikuwa
16
n'olusooka paka olwokusatu
from 1 to 3
bagenda mu maaso n'otulaga ekyoto ekyo ekiri mu maaso kati ga
bakerubi
nono yasigala akyakiraba
mu
kitabo ky'okubikulirwa. Yesu yeebazibwa. Newankubadde okubikuwa tekuleeta nnyo bakerubi
abo.
Yesu yeebazibwa.
Naye
nga ekyamazima kiri bwe
kiti. The garden is not in this world. Because of one reason. One of the other things we proven. The
cherubims
are still in that city.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Even
the altar is there in the midst of the cherubims. The golden altar. Where the lake of fire begins from. In the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven. If you are to move ahead.
You
move in the north. To the third heaven. And you reach the garden of God. That's what we can give you briefly.
But
we would have added more. Because we've not reached the third heaven. We would have brought Zachariah 4. And we brought other secrets. Zachariah 2 saw the cherubim. As the Old Testament is finishing. Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm requesting to be enlightened of the issue the sword the Kelvins have. That is Revelation 6, verses 7. He's the angel of death and hell. They're the ones with that sword. The sword of death. If you dare try
to
let's go to the garden and they get from the body and they hand you to hell. Where are you going? You
don't
align yourself if you want to reach the garden. Death gives you to hell. Take them to the prison. They are on one thing, you didn't access the tree of life. That's why the sword changing to block the way of the tree of life.
Remember,
the sword of the angel of death comes through sickness. Why don't you read there?
And
you say maybe the sword is there and is shining and rotating. Revelation and see the sword. Revelation 6. Revelation 6, 7 and 8.
But
you enter deep into the things of the third heaven now. Let's just answer that question and move on. What's in the garden is very much.
If
the one standing in Jerusalem will claim how much wisdom, you're lying. Wisdom is still much moving on. Revelation 6 verse 7.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akookuna, ne mpulira eddoboozi ery'ekiramu ekyokuna, nga kyogera nti jangu, ne ndaba era laba, embalasi eya kyenvu, ne yali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa, ne magombe n'agenda naye, ne baweebwa obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi. Okutta n'ekitala.
Ekitala okiwuli Daniel kirina.
Who has it?
Kufanani.
Death and hell.
Abo nno babeerawo mu central.
They are within the central.
Bameja aba bakulu babeera wali.
Those majors.
Awo mu central wali bakerubi babeera.
They are in the central where the cherubims are.
Ne basindika ena
and they send their armies down here. Others are in the bottomless pit.
Wano mukeyena.
In the hell. And the ones of death are working on the planet Earth.
Kitala,
it's a sword.
When
you don't want to align yourself, and they cut it into two. And they take off the body and the spirit. And the spirit is given to hell. You shouldn't go to heaven without
repentance.
You can't allow you access heaven. How can you reach there? A sword changing.
When it
changes, it says what? It turns in what?
So
Read that verse. Revelation 6 verse 8.
Okutta n'ekitala n'enjala.
It changes and passes through famine. The sword keeps changing. If wars don't appear,
and
for they are the ones of the sword, bringing the sword,
or
killing by the word, after refusing to believe, when they refuse, it creates famine on the world.
Take
all the evil not to access the tree of life. After the change, how? Revelation 6 verse
8.
Into plague. All the evil ones refuse to repent. To give them to hell, to take them ahead in the pits of hell. Refuse and reach the tree of life. Bible
says
whoever comes will be given right to eat the tree of life. One of the trees of the tree of life shall know in the third heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
As we don't get it,
I expect you understand that word.
And
the sword changes.
So Revelation
6,
verse 8.
Nenjala, no rumbe, nensolozensi.
Turns
within the animals.
A
small mosquito bites you. And they come for you. That's a sword hindering in the way to the tree of life. You can base here and you are moving up.
I got the steps.
Now the steps are like this. The sword is here. The cherubims are here. The sword is on the world. It is changing. The angels of death and hell. The cherubims are in the
past.
They are all on the way, blocking. Those are roadblocks to the way to heaven. If you've not aligned yourself.
But
the good thing, Jerusalem was opened, the cherubims opened. But the sword remained working. Death and hell.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus. That's concerning the sword.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
We'll
move on ahead. We want to see. The body of man was made on this world, but his spirit came from heaven. That's what we're heading to see. But that too is confusing people. Many say,
if
you say maybe he molded him from there and he began from there. For what proofs we came from heaven? For when we hear our home is in heaven, and we hear he was molded on the world, what happened there?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
His
body was molded on the earth, on the planet earth, but his spirit came from the heaven. I don't know that heading you've got needs. The body of man was made on the planet earth, but his spirit, it came from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is what we are heading to see. We've gone back to Genesis. Genesis 2 from verse 6.
Naye olufune lulinya okuva mu nsi ne lutonya amazzi ku nsi yonna. Mukama Katonda n'abumba omuntu n'enfuufu y'ensi, n'amufuuwamu mu nnyindo omukka ogw'obulamu. Omuntu n'afuuka omukka omulamu.
Katusooka tujjewo eky'enfuufu ezo.
First take away this dust.
Kubanga gwe buli nfuufu gy'olaba olowooza mwe bamubumba.
You every dust you see, you think you molded from it.
Naye twogera ku nfuufu ng'eya zaabu, eya siliva.
Like the one of gold and silver.
Mulimu n'enfuufu ezimu ze mutamanyi.
Some dust which are rare, you never know.
Nfuufu ez'amayinja ag'enjawulo.
This dust of different
colors,
which can make different color of the bodies.
But
we see ourselves with many colors. But he asked Adam, we came from.
His
body was mixed up.
And
the first body he had was not of flesh. We shall still see of that body. We want to take away darkness.
For it
bound people on this world. Anything they read us,
first
they know this one.
Some of the Ugandans,
we have this brownish dust. There is dust which is of like sand. There they have dust of clay. Different dust.
But
where they dig gold, there is the dust of gold.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
Job
28:7
concerning the dust.
Job 28:7 olunyiriri lwa musanvu. Ekkubo eryo tewali nnyonyi eyigga erimanyi. So n'amaaso ga kamunye tegalirabanga. Ensolo ez'amalala teziririnnyangamu. So n'empologoma enkambwe teriyitangamu. Agolola omukono gwe ku jjinja ery'embaalebaale. Avuunika ensozi okuviira ddala we zisibuka. Atema ensalosalo mu njazi. N'amaaso ge galaba buli kintu eky'omuwendo omungi.
Amaaso ga Katonda,
the eyes of God,
gasooka ne galaba ebintu byonna.
They see all things.
Era bwe yali agenda okutonda omuntu,
to make man,
yasooka n'abaza nfuufu kye ntuufu.
First tried to look which is the best dust.
yinza okuvamu akabirye,
out of which can come a beautiful body.
Kunyirira,
and it's nice.
Kusobola notwalibwa mu rusuku,
and it can be taken in the garden.
Tiyamara gakwata
just bulitaka nakola ordinary dust to make a human being.
Yobu esule ya bili mumu nana ulunyiririrwa kumi.
Job 28 verse 10.
Ateme insalo salo mungjazi na masuke kala babu lichintu echo muwendo mungu.
Asoka na anonyeleza.
He first searches out.
Yesoka na anonyeleza mumfufu.
He first searches out in the dust.
Wukubumbira mumu.
I'm going to mold man, a body.
Atikandaweko mungjazi.
Let me see the rocks. There is the one of gold. But if I join it with silver, I get outward body. Now this one, the stone of sapphire, I have the one of
Beriah,
and this rocks,
when
I gather dust and mold.
With
no dust fill upon every ordinary dust to gather and make a body for man. And it began to mix mud. I don't know, you use the hands. You know the source of your humanity are so messed up.
Yobu esule ya bili mumu nana na ulu nyiriri wa kumi na rumu.
Job 28 verse 11.
Asive emiga jiremo kukurukuta na echi gambo echa kisibwa achile itawalaba.
Gabo tulidero
like we are today.
Na ya magezi gana wala vikanga amagezi gana wala vikanga wa
Yesu yobu zibu.
Praise Jesus.
Tatu diyo da kunyoru soka tuongiro kutegi.
Let's get from first one to answer.
Natu wana magezi gomu nange. Gafa jari.
Yeah, wisdom comes from him to tell us all this.
Wanga wana uko. Si waliwe kizikiza.
For here on the world there is darkness.
Yeah, magezi gari jari.
But wisdom is unto God.
Iraba ntubibu kire vati wako myo magezi gechi gambo cha
katu. Why people speak if you don't come to the wisdom of God is what?
Abuza magezi shikara agari mwabu.
Ask what wisdom is within them.
Yobu esule ya bili mumu nana. Olunyiriri olusooka.
Job 28 from verse 1.
Mazima waliwo gye basimire feza.
Gye basima feza wabera mfufu yake.
There with the mines of silver there is the dust of silver.
N'ekifo kya zaabu gye balongoosa.
N'ekifo kya zaabu.
Even the place where gold is refined.
Gye basima zaabu waliwo mfufu yake.
Gold there is a dust of gold.
Ekyuma kijjibwa mu ttaka. N'ekikomo bakisaanuusa okukijja mu jjinja. Abantu babibira ekizikiza nebakenneenya okutuuka ku nsalo enkomererayo amayinja ag'ekizikiza ekikutte n'ag'ekisiikiriza ekyokufa basima obunnya obuli ewala n'abantu we batunula beerabirwa ekigere ekiyitawo. Balengejjera wala n'abantu bawuubibwa eruuyi n'eruuyi. Ensi ye evaamu emmere.
Out of the world comes food.
Ensi ye evaamu emmere era wansi evuunikibwa ng'ekivuunikibwa n'omuliro. Amayinja gaayo kifo kya safiro. Era erina enfuufu eya zaabu.
Waliyo n'enfuufu yaki?
There is even dust of gold.
Adigoboda yandika nonabumbo omuntu n'enfuufu
yaki? If you go that man was molded in the dust of
earth. Ah,
if you look at that.
Adigoboda niwe kurako.
After you begin to squeeze your black skin.
N'ora bangese.
And you see
enfuufu ng'eba
ko manna bamu. Dust getting off your black skin.
Arade yo muzungu bako.
What about a white man was made in what? Dust.
Omanyi umuntu byayogera kankule
bimwe ekizikiza kye. What man speaks there's much darkness.
Atawa wenyine wafo obuzibu.
And right there they come the problem.
Olwafo ntugamba bali bantu banja olukatonda
baba. After we see the whites are different people. It's not, we don't have the same
body. Bebe yakora mubomba.
He, as if you made them in another material.
Africans we are made from the
that Africans from the were made from the clay.
Bajibwa mubomba.
Were they gotten from clay?
Ate bali eri.
What about the others?
Wana abachina bawukana na abamerika.
The Chinese too are different from Americans.
Naba Japan,
even Japanese.
Era bawukana na abachina.
Different from Chinese.
Aba Korea bawukanira dara.
Koreans are totally different from Japanese.
Abamberiyeru.
Others are whitish. They have that whitish.
Abaliko lumifu myufu.
Others were reddish.
Aba babira na masa gaburu.
Others have blue eyes.
Akati gwao gaburaka.
Now yours are brown and black.
Ni karika keru na kapura
whitish and black.
Leo jamusanga buru.
You find another is all is blue.
Awali buraka nga waliwo.
Where there is black there is blue.
Akati ugaba chichi chendi.
Now you ask what is this?
olw'okubanga ebirowoozo byagamba enfuufu y'ensi olina ekizikiza ekyo buli nfuufu gy'olaba gy'ogamba era omuntu otuna sitaani ng'atandika omunyonyola ndowooza olwa katonda mmwe era
tabaagalawengeri
gye yabakola mu nfuufu nga tofunye ekizikiza awo naye munnange nfuufu yasooka kujekenneenya nfuufu ki
God first looked at it. Dust can come out a treasure of a body.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
In
that body,
it
was not called this we are in today. It had to be explained why.
Yes,
praise Jesus. After the death of man, it was taken off the other body, which was first given him. He preached in this we are in
tonight.
All nations of the world. And we came from one dust. But the life of it was what was reduced. Let's get back to Genesis. We are breaking that issue. For yesterday we rushed quick and the spirit began to see that there have remained people are getting confused, they are getting dizzy.
He
said, no, let's go slow that we break it. So every person was looking at the another, they are not following.
And this question
was beyond.
Genesis 2, verses
6.
Naye olufu ne luli nnyo okuva mu nsi, ne lutonya amazzi ku nsi yonna. Mukama Katonda n'abumba omuntu n'enfuufu y'ensi, n'amufuwamu mu nnyindo omukka ogw'obulamu. Omuntu n'afuuka omukka omulamu.
Omuntu n'afuuka ki?
Man became
omukka omulamu.
A living soul.
He did
become a human being like you see him today.
Others
say man became a living person. Another
say
a living being.
It
did begin like that. That cancel it in your Bible. For that is darkness.
As
Bibles of English say you became a living being. You have living person.
Human being.
I hear human being.
Man became a human
man
being.
Became a human being.
All
that cancel it in your Bible.
Take away chigam.
Put there a word.
Yafuka living soul. Yafuka omukko omulamu.
A living soul.
Omubiri gwe yali alina.
The body possessed.
You could
not clothe it in a room and they don't get out.
Omukko omulamu.
A living soul.
Omukko ogumanyi.
You know.
Omukko omulamu.
You know living soul.
Omuntu nga alinga engeri
y'omukka. A person and they are like wind
breath. Manifesting and
they manifest and they disappear. The glory he was in,
that
body was so nice.
Siguno,
not this body.
There is
a death, he told us how we died. That's what caused us to end up in this body. Now,
man
thinks they began like this. That
twist
darkness in the world. Knows
it
began, God molded me like this. There's nothing which changed on me.
Yet
things totally changed. But
even
though God made it from this dust, but he was covering his spirit, which came from heaven.
And speak
in Job 10 as he says this.
Yobu esure yekumi. Yobu esule ye kumi lolu njiri yoru soka.
Job 10 from verse 1.
Ememe yange, enye obulamu bwange. Nafukumula okwe murugunya kwange. Na yogeza kabyo lya meme yange. Na agamba Katonda nti, tonsalira musango okunsinga. Ntegeza chovo wakana nange. Okuyita kirungi gwe okujooga. Okunyooma omulimu gw'engalo zo.
Nti Katonda tayinza kunyooma omulimu gw'engalo
zo. God cannot be despised.
Era ye amanyi kye yakola.
And he knows what he did.
Ffe nga ffe.
We as us.
Tuli myoyo egiri munda.
We are spirits within the body.
Era nga ekitulaba yali abikako.
And what he covered us
with. Gwe yali akola.
The body was making.
Si gwe gwali ffe.
It wasn't us.
Wabula kyali kyabalo.
It was the cloth.
Era nga bw'otuuka mu nyolo omunaana
agamba bw'ati. Verse 8 says this.
Yobu esuula ey'ekkumi. Olunyiriri lwa munaana.
Job 10 from verse 8 now.
Emikono gyo gyejja mumba gyejja nkola. wamu eruyi neruyi na yonzi kiliza mkwega ilide jukiranga wamu mbange taka eroli nziza natemu mfufu tozi tuludenga amata
takati ya gamba.
Now he says because his body had dropped this,
wali kufuso muku
he had become part of him and he became two in one.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Obanga,
so he was a spirit with one clothing.
Agamba,
and he said, it's also mine. That's why he said, my hand, my eye, because you are inside. Now this is your
face.
This is my face. You who?
He
explains in this verse. Verse 10.
Job 10 verses
10.
Tozi tuludenga amata. Nonkwa sanga amata amakalu. Wanyamba zediba no mubiri. Era wanga tawamu na magumba nebinywa.
Uri dengeri jia mkoramu.
You hear how he made him. He says,
bino wanyamba zabi ambari.
If you just closed me with them,
ama enyama,
the flesh,
wambikako na yono
no mubiri. You covered me with it and the skin.
Nunga tagata na magumba.
You joined me with the bones.
But
me, I'm in city. But I connect myself. Have you ever slept and you all gather yourself and you are settled in one position and you are on the top of your brain and in your body you are just breathing in and out, but you are not in all your body parts? Now when you awake, you begin to connect yourself in the entire body and the bones are tightened well in the clothing, your cloth. Now we were just covered. When we see God molding, wasn't molding the real person of the inside, he was molding his clothing. We know perhaps he was making man that time. Maybe man began from there. By the spirit of man, it doesn't come from there. It doesn't come from
God's,
but he said just clothe him.
In the
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7, they explain where they get us from, where the spirit of Adam was gotten to be brought.
First Timothy 6 from verse 7.
Kubanga
tetwaleta kintu munsi. Kubanga tetuyinza kujjamu kintu.
You hear what happens?
But Jerry,
they get us from heaven and they bring us on the world. Even Adam was like that.
His
spirit was gotten from the four living creatures. In the second heaven, it was brought. And they made a body for it.
The
body we understood is very glorious. First body possessed before he died spiritually. Spiritual death made him lose the other glorious body. Ended up in his body of death.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
even his spirit,
it too
was not brought from the dust that the mold is to begin from there. That's why he speaks. Before he brought you here where you were molded from,
already
God clothes fresh upon you.
But he
gets you from somewhere where he first knew you. That's why he speaks in Jeremiah 1, 3 and 4.
Agamba. Era chajira ne mu mirembe jya Yekoyakimu mutabani wa Yosiya kabaka wa Yuda okutuusa n'enkomerero ey'omwaka ogw'ekkumi na gumu ogwa Zedekiya mutabani wa Yosiya kabaka wa Yuda okutuusa ab'e Yerusalemi lwe batwalibwa nga basibe mu mwezi ogw'okutaano.
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5.
Nti bwe nalinga sinna kubumba mu lubuto
dayo kwa kulokuna.
Yeremiah sura soko lunyiri yolokuna.
Jeremiah 1 from verse 4.
Awe kigambo kya mukama ne kinjigira. Nti bwe nalinga sinna kubumba mu lubuto nakumanya. Eranga tonna ba mu lubuto na kutukuza. nkutaddewo okuba nabbi.
Olidde ekiriwo.
You hear what happened?
Bwaba tannakuteekako mubiri.
Before he puts a board upon you.
Yasooka n'akutegeerera eri gye
tuva. First view from where we came from.
Wafe muguru.
Our home in heaven.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Kati n'omwoyo gwa Adam bwe guli bwe.
The spirit of Adam is like.
Ebagubumbira wano
was not molded in this world.
Wano rokuma tewali omukazi agenda
mboza. Because there was no woman to give birth to him.
Yeka tunda yaja direct na abumbo mubiri.
God came direct molded the body for him.
Then naleta omwoyo gwe
nateeka. The Holy Spirit put it in it.
Urono namu omuko
gw'obulamu.
Kibakuita nti okuwa omuka gw'obulamu.
What they call to give breath of life upon.
Kiringanga bona akole motoka nga ebulamu kisumuluzo.
Like the way the car is meaning a key to start it.
Neetandika
olwojeka. Start it that begins to move.
Kati omwoyo gwe gwalimu.
Now his spirit was in it.
And the
body's been given.
Naye nga yetaga mu
starting. But it is starting.
Okutandika okubanga.
To begin to breathe.
Okuva kwolwo n'atandika.
Right from then he began.
Ye katono mfu wamu nyindo.
Before you breathe in him.
Fuya ogero mfu wamu bwa.
As he breathed in him.
Naringa bonata andika moro.
He was like to start a car and it starts.
Waji. Yesu ye wazimu.
Praise Jesus.
Yetugezeza kwa kugamba.
What we try to tell you.
Ti wanonga tunaba katonanga abumbo
obubi. As we see God mold in the body for Adam.
Already Adam yali agwa abikako.
Already.
Kama
he was covering Adam with bones.
Nenyama.
And flesh.
Na orisubiliye byekitibwa.
The ones which are glorious.
Nga ugwa abamalaika bwe kufana.
Just as the, of the body of the angels appear.
Mutandikwa nga ageno mtu anamulisuku.
In the beginning we was taking him in the garden.
Yesu ye wazimu.
Praise Jesus.
Akatulu okumanti omoyo gwali mweguli.
Because his spirit was within him.
Amazomo tekako no mubiri.
And he had put body upon him.
Na inga tanaku starting nga But
he had not started it as he was still paused, was not breathing. But he's a complete thing. Now God breathed in him. Like you teach someone to breathe and you breathe in them.
You put in a key and you start the car. Okuva kworo nekoleya.
Right from then it begins to move.
Awo linya giya nga boge.
Just move.
Okuva kworo netutandika.
From then we began to know.
Nage.
I began to
kubanga no situka
and you raised up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Netu eh mukama gwa koje.
Use me.
Sema nyo muntu asituka.
Let me see whether I stand up.
Obayo muntu yatandika akopa.
You know man began copy from copying God.
Ado naraba akutama.
You see God no muntu like this he bows it with bows.
Alaba atambula.
You see God moves.
Eh, batambula
mba they also move. I didn't know they move.
Omanyi mugende musome ebyo ebintu.
You studied all things.
Ngagamba nti zenda kuyigiriza buli kimu.
I told you everything.
When no noga oba yabisanga.
Where did he find it?
Kumbe okuva mu Adamu yatuyigiriza
munda. Adam told us.
Wadi tumanyi nti abantu
batambula. Never knew people walk.
Ngagamba zenda kukwata ku mkono ne
kuyigiriza. I held your hand and taught you.
Adam jatuke
Adam come let's
abantu batambula nawe
people walk learn to walk
ate babuka
and they fly
kati tubuke
you try to jump
tubule
let's disappear
tusibireje
let's end to this
Adam yona na abigire no tunda bimanyira muri suku
all that
ngate bwe tusoma buli
chawa we shall know everything in the garden with scriptures
ori okoma nye katonda bwaye no buyizo
you know how God has much authority
agama nakukwata ku mukono okubanga oli muto
era
ne mubukadde Yesu uyo
pastor even your old age I'm your God
betwa buzo bachiye
yayogera what was he speaking
yagama Musa ni ayikiriza abantu okwogera
Moses who teaches people to speak
omanyindi ayikiriza Adam okwogera
Adam
yita manyindi abantu boku
Adam did no people speak
agero akatunda akola
bwa so God is moving his mouth
ogera nena
and he speaking he to begin to speak yeah he speaks
Yagenda uri akatonda amugara.
God here God is telling him.
Adam tugende.
Adam let's go.
Okira.
You speak.
And what? Ukora
itugende.
Awunzira muti.
I answer how.
Awone choto yachibuzi.
He did us.
Kubanga ita mayindi bachogera.
But he didn't know they even speak it.
Eraga manze nakuyigirizanga. Nakwatanga ku mkono
nakuyigiriza. Hold your hand and teach you.
Ani ayigiriza abantu okwogera.
Who teaches students to speak?
Betulabirawo ngabata
mukwogera. Begin to speak.
Na nako makwecho chatandisiye
okatya
pigira.
And we add on.
Niyo gendo kula kana kata.
But the child is beginning to speak.
Tata.
Baba
chijewa.
They got this.
Kumbe bulijjo kabara amwogera.
But see you
speak. Katonda wakagaba nawo noko byogera.
God tells them.
Okusoka yaja nakakwato mmoto.
The first held the mouth to speak. And you to begin to teach. Even walk, the Spirit of the Lord starts them to walk. And you to begin to support them walk. But you begin to make them. You begin to raise them. Who commands them that stop pouring?
Still,
then that you do it and walk. That we shall see it. What I wanted to show you, that the spirit of a person, though he was molded the body upon the
grass,
he came from heaven.
And it was
just 3:21.
We
want to summarize those heads.
There
are many things right there. But I told you in the garden of God, in the third heaven, when we reach to study it.
Ecclesiastes 3:21.
The spirit of man, it came from heaven,
it
has to get back to heaven. But the problem, the sword which is changing,
you're
not aligned yourself, you can't reach there. Jeremiah 22:10. Do not cry for the one who dies and goes, but cry for one thing, they have not gone back to their home country. We had Philippians 3:20. Our home is in heaven. Now, brethren, and all that, the spirit of a person, though his body was made on this world, the body didn't come
back. The thought
of Adam was first created.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He was
first given a body.
Yes,
praise Jesus, women.
When
Psalms
90,
God says he knew us. God, we were dwelling in him before the world existed.
You
read well Psalms 90. God, you were our dwelling place in all generations before the mountains existed. Before you molded the earth in its fullness. We were in heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So, no,
because of that, brethren, those are some of the few which we can tell you. The molding of man, or to give him this body.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Not
to say you began from here.
But
here we are just being given a body from here.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
What is the coming up?
Ecclesiastes 12:1. Ecclesiastes 12:1.
Ero jukirenga omutonziwo mubiro ebyobuvubukaabo ennaku embi ngatezinnajja n'emyaka ngatezinnasembera bw'olyogera nti sijisanyukira n'akamu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mubuulize essula ya 12 olunyiriri lwa 7.
Ecclesiastes 12:7.
Enfuufu nedda mu ttaka nga bwe yali, omwoyo ne gudda eri Katonda eyagugaba.
Omwoyo gwo guddawa?
The spirit goes back to God.
Ye guva mu ggulu ewa
Kitaffe. Where it comes from heaven, the Father.
Ati ene omubiri guno gwe baakubumbako.
Now the body you are melded upon,
gwo ne guddayo wa?
Enfuufu mwe
wali gwa
jjuma. Back to the dust.
We are going to
be seeing, though the initial appearance of man was created as a living soul, because of the command which say if
you
touch the tree you will surely die, ended up losing the body from heaven.
It
was given another body of death, and they were chased from the garden, and the body moved with many hours. But in our repentancy, we request to get born again, and we are restored the body we had before, which we had lost.
Now,
what I try to bring in this, that the darkness which is
been,
it never clearly showed us how what happened.
Like,
the darkness of ignorance the devil put on this world, man cannot follow the criteria of his life.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. My question is here. after explaining to someone the dust they were made from, they will ask me a question, how did this soil appear to be like this? Which we are stepping on today. Praise Jesus. The dusts are different. Even the soil is different. You enter straight in Genesis. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. How the Spirit spread over the many waters, and after spreading over it, and we check the Holy Spirit, who and how does it appear? We see him in the seventh spirit, and we check his colors. If the colors are rainbow, we know powers which mixed over the many waters, out of which came different rocks. On that level,
now
you come back in Job, show them different stones. When you join the seven colors of rainbow,
we
show power of the seven spirits. You can mix, show them the types of soil and the different rocks where they came from.
So
different soil and different rocks, the Spirit spreading all over the many waters,
he made
a mixing of different types.
This,
ask, we have to study it in creation.
But
you study creation when you reach above the heavens, above all the heavens. But when you study here, you can never understand anything. For when they created heaven and earth, which are,
they
based above them from the beginning. When we reach there,
the creation, you
see you are flowing. But now they will tell you something. You don't know where they are found.
The hand of the Lord
best where to put the heaven in place. When God made it, was besting where? The one who made it was besting where?
We have to
study where? Above all the heavens. When we pass the third heaven, many say, why don't we study creation?
As
the first copy, but it's not the first.
You know,
when man reads Genesis, the beginning, Job created heaven and earth.
It
means the first copy. Who tells you? When you study it, you never understand them. You get questions knocking you.
The
one that was living where?
Where
his hand which put in place such a big heaven?
And
if he was in heaven,
now
he weathered it when he was where? That will trouble you for nothing. But we're still moving on. We shall study that when we are above the heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We've gone out to check. If Adam was created with a glorious body, here we're going to see what type of death did he die, which caused him to be chased from the garden of God. It was brought on the earth. What death did he die, which made him to be chased in the garden of God, which is the third heaven?
And
he was brought back to the earth where he was made, where he was given a body.
We
take away the world of darkness, don't forget. Remember, this is the source of all the troubles upon a human being. Not knowing what exactly happened in the garden of God. For we had our peace there. We were well. And the devil came in to mess us up. Even up to today, we had the same battle with him, fighting with him. Every Adam and Eve coming on this world, he hounds them.
He
would have been Eve and the other would have been Adam.
But
like he hunted Adam and Eve the first one. Due to whoever comes in his own turn. Not to know what happened on the first
Adam.
For he knows you are the Adam
Eve.
And you are the Eve.
We
forget to seek from the Adam and Eve. When you know, you seek ways to help you. Darkness over all people in the world.
I tell
you, we try in church. We fellowship. We pray.
But
the source of the troubles, we never realized it. Even the bad heart
starts.
Can we get escaping from it? Can we get back to our garden, be in peace? Now we pass our praise. We
pray
to do everything possible.
But we must seek
a kingdom alone.
Righteousness which was to be there, I'll give them to you, it's not a problem.
Righteousness which was there, I hear it's king righteousness. A person is seeking the kingdom of God, but they have to hold in the Holy Spirit. Take the kingdom of heaven where their territory is where he was.
We have
bad places where they became from, of poverty.
We
have no way to
see.
We have
past,
we are sick. What is upon us? God decided to create a person to be like that. It's not like that. If he discovered the mistake came from,
he can
go back, get the herb and the medicine for us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the source of everything.
They don't accept us to understand it.
For we made hospitals. We fight with disease and sickness.
Bless
every form of prayer. Try to dig and plant. We exist. But things are failing. No matter what a person digs, try to get enough money,
rich,
and the garden dries. And the garden weakens them all.
You put science machines, you're tired to sit and drive your tractor.
When you dig with a tractor, you cannot dig with
science.
You know science is in place. You
want a
computer and the tractor is working. But you
can't
and say, when does a human being get rest?
So they
put you in the bank and you count money. You get tired of counting money.
They put you in every house and put in every food.
You get tired of that cycle. There's something lacking upon a human being. Life which is complete and fulfilled.
The human was put
in the world to bring food that is lacking that. Let me tell you, they put there and they bring food for you, bringing every time. You rather get sick for that.
When
you're sick, you are lacking walking. You have to walk. Now let's check. What type of death did Adam die? Which happened unto all people. Which is that no one is accepted to go back to the garden until they have gotten born again. Genesis 2, verse 15. All these, when you understand them, the world of darkness is continued to get finished. The world of ignorance. Where people, Satan has kept people in God.
And
knows, joins them on the battle to fight their God. For he knows in the garden brought that word. And we fought with our God. For refusing his commands. Now he moves on to the same thing. But because of the light shining of the word of God,
then
we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus our Master. Genesis 2 verse 15.
Mukama Katonda n'atwala omuntu n'amuteeka mu lusuku Adeni alulimenga alukuumenga. Mukama Katonda n'alagira omuntu n'amugamba nti buli muti ogw'omu lusuku olyangako
ngabo.
Praise Jesus.
Katonda n'atwala omuntu mu lusuku muno.
God took man in this garden.
N'amugamba alukole nga ki?
He told him to do what?
Alulimenga era akole ki?
To take care of it.
Twagala kujjawo siru kw'ebyo.
Want to take away the seal on this.
Pozi n'ekizikiza.
And the darkness. Whoever digs is thinking of getting a hole, and everyone taking care, they think to take care when they're holding a gun. But how were we supposed to take care of the garden? And how were we to dig in here? When he speaks in John 15, he speaks like this. Let's take away seal on this verse. Verse
15.
John
15,
verse 1.
Zemuzabibu ogwa mazima. Nechitange ye mulimi. Bulitabi eriri munze eritabala bibala alijjawo. Na buli eribala ebibala alirongosa lyeyongerenga okubala.
Kati kitaffe alima atya?
Now how does the father dig?
Ajja n'ekumbi n'atandika okulima.
Comes with a hoe and begins to dig you.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ajja n'ekumbi.
Does he come with a hoe?
Ayogera mu Efeso sura y'okubiri.
He speaks in Ephesians 2.
Verses 10. Ephesians 2,
verse 10.
Kubanga fe, tuli mulimu gwe. Abatonderwa mu Kristo Yesu, olw'ebikolwa ebirungi.
English says we are his garden. When he comes to dig us, who remembers the garden where the parents eat? Matthew
13.
The one who sowed, he sowed what?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we've seen the digging. That our God, he doesn't come that he plows you in and plants what in you? But he's digging. He's in uprooting whatever he never planted and what he never built. Like he speaks in Jeremiah.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
a human being is taken in the garden to look after it. He had to see no seed of evil tries to enter in this garden. The seed of the words of the devil. Let's go Matthew and look at it very well. He was supposed to dig what? And he had to plow and look after what? He had to see that seed doesn't enter.
Matayo esula y'ekkumi n'essatu n'olunyiriri olusooka. Ku lunaku olwo Yesu n'afuluma mu nju n'atuula ku mabbali g'ennyanja. Ebibiina bingi ne bimukuŋŋaanirako n'okusaabala n'asaabala mu lyato n'atuula. Ekibiina kyonna ne kiyimirira ku ttale n'ayogera nabo bingi mu ngero ng'agamba nti, laba, omusizi yafuluma okusiga. Bwe yali ng'asiga, ensigo endala ne zigwa ku mabbali g'ekkubo. Ennyonyi ne zijja ne zizirya. Endala ne zigwa awali enjazi, awatali ttaka lingi. Amangu ago ne zimera, kubanga tezaali na ttaka gwanvu. Enjuba bwe yavaayo ne ziwotokerera, kubanga tezaali na mizi. Nezikala. Endala nezigwa ku magwa, amagwa negamera, negazizisa. Endala nezigwa ku ttaka eddungi, nezibala emmere. Endala kikumi, endala nkaaga, endala makumi asatu.
Katugende ku nzivuunula.
Let's go to interpretation.
Olw'ekkumi n'omunaana.
Matayo esula ey'ekkumi n'essatu, olunyiriri lwa kkumi na munaana. Kale mmwe muwulire olugero lw'omusizi. Buli awulira ekigambo eky'obwakabaka nga takitegedde, omubi oyo ajja n'akwakkula ekisigiddwa mu mutima gwe. Oyo ye yasigibwa ku mabbali g'ekkubo. N'oyo yasigibwa awali enjazi, y'oyo awulira ekigambo amangu ago n'akikkiriza n'essanyu. Naye talina mizi munda mu ye.
Yani oyo.
Who is that?
Adamu.
Adam.
ne Eva.
And Eve.
Bamuwadde ekigambo ky'obwakabaka.
The word of the kingdom.
Biri.
Genesis 2. 16.
Emiti giri gyonna okolanga ki?
All the other trees eat of them.
Olyangako.
Eat of them.
Naye.
But.
Don't
eat of the other.
Yakiwulira
mangu. He heard it. And it was there briefly.
Satan
passed through Eve and it was snatched out. And he made different things. That's what you had to watch over.
You
had to uproot what Eve had came with from the devil. I'm not going to finish the scriptures. Praise Jesus.
Yasigayo omusizi ye Katonda
n'alagira
omuntu bw'ati ne bw'ati ensigo y'ekigambo ky'obwakabaka ati Adamu yalina okukuuma ebiragiro
ebyamuweebwa
tigiri gyonna olyangako ebibala byazo byonna kubanga emiti mulimu abakadde emimu abana ebiti bwabeere byonna osobola obiyingiramu. Yes, you have
praise Jesus. But the agenda of becoming God, don't dare accept that.
It says
to go and eat all the fruits of the tree of life. We are going to give you a brief what concerns the tree of life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the way he came to watch over the garden,
is
to see the commands the devil, the things he brought in, couldn't allow them.
And
to see that he would uproot them.
And
watch over not seeing any sin enter the garden. But it entered as he was looking.
He
wasn't able to uproot. Not even to watch over the garden. That's why he was chased and they put others who watch over the garden. The Kelvins were two and the changing
sword.
Watch over the way Adam, we told him to do this.
And
watch the way the garden. Now we let the evil, the devil, access it. And
he
began to sow wrong seeds there. The seeds of his words. When we finish in Genesis, let's go see what kind of death Adam died, which made him be chased in the garden, and he was pushed to this world where we are.
He
broke on the earth where he was gotten from,
and
where all of us are spending many years. Genesis chapter 2, we're still moving on. Genesis 2, 15 and 16.
Lubereberye esula ya 15 olunyiriro esula ya 2 olunyiriro 15.
Genesis 2 verse 15.
Mukama Katonda n'atwala omuntu n'amuteeka mu lusuku Adeni alulimenga alukumenga.
Ndowooza otegedde bye yalina okulima.
I think you have understood why he was taking care of and what to watch over in the garden.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yalina okulanga stand by his ambi gambo
bye. He had to watch over, see the devil never enters his words in the garden.
And
to take care of whatever he had been entrusted with.
And
refuse the things Eve told him. And to ask her where she got them. And the one who told them to, let's go report him to God. Maybe there's a man who came. Did you send him? He came told us that we eat of the garden of a tree. Genesis 2 verse 16.
Mukama Katonda n'alagira omuntu n'amugamba nti buli muti ogw'omu lusuku olyangako nga bw'ono oyagalanga, naye omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi togulyangako, kubanga olunaku lw'oligulyako tolirema kufa.
Kaakati ebyokufa byavaawo.
Now death came from right there.
Jukira ebiragiro baabimuwa.
Remember, was given commands.
Yamala yakaseera Katonda obisita n'ajja n'abisigula.
In the moment the devil came uprooted them.
Nanyola.
And he twisted them.
Natoramu na yongeramu.
He subtracted, added in.
Ebyatusinga nyi wansi wenjuba.
What we found at the sun.
Abantu nga tebaagala kugobera kiragiro ku kiragiro.
Don't want to follow command by command.
Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri.
Scripture by scripture.
Walokana wali Katonda.
Here a little, there a little.
Bakwasaganya amagezi g'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Connect the wisdom of the word of God.
Wabula batoramu ne banyola ne bongeramu.
Subtract and they add in and they twist the rules.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kati ye Adamu kyeyalina okwekuuma.
What Adam was to watch over himself.
Obutatuuka mu kufa okwo kwe yafa.
Not to reach the death he died.
So, alabika nga takkiriza oli kusigamu nsigo ye nakugyamu ya Katonda.
Accept the one to sow his seed and to take out of the one of God.
Era bwe yandibadde agisize.
And if he had sown it,
yandinoonyeza engeri gy'agisiga
okuwulamu.
Engeri gy'alina okukuumamu.
It was the way was to take care of the
one. Kubanga bw'ataakuuma ekyo,
he never washed over there.
Yalina okwolekera okufa kwe tugenda okwetegereza.
Head to the death we are going to be looking on.
Yes, he was
the way. Praise Jesus.
Katuyingire mu sura y'okusatu.
Let's enter chapter 3.
Lubereberye esura y'okusatu. Olunyiriri olusooka.
Genesis 3 from verse 1.
N'omusota gwali mukalabakalaba okusinga ensolo zonna ez'omu nsiko ze yakola Mukama Katonda. Ne gugamba omukazi nti, bw'atyo bwe yayogera Katonda nti temulyanga ku miti gyonna egy'omu lusuku. Omukazi n'agamba omusota nti, ebibala by'emiti egy'omu lusuku tulya. Wabula ebibala eby'omuti okuli wakati mu lusuku. Katonda yayogera nti, temugulyangako newankubadde okukukwatangako muleme okufa.
Owulidde bulungi?
You hear very well.
Ono alese ensigo ye.
This one has brought his seed.
Agisimba kati.
He's planting it right now.
Kati ogenda kulaba bw'asimbiramu.
You're going to see the one he planted it.
Yalese amagezi awo.
He brought his wisdom there.
Ayingidde mu kikuba atandise okuparapala.
He had the garden began to fake messages.
Katonda amayagamba bw'ati.
God really say.
Oli amunyonyola.
Another is explaining him.
Yukiro manyo kunyonyola setani.
You know to explain the devil.
Tani abatagera tegera nebokolote.
The devil never understand no matter what you do.
Abaze kunonya mbibyo.
He's come to seek out your own
way. Oraba obulira omuntu enjiri ngakana bwakana byo munyonyola biteka butesi
bibba. Someone the gospel they are arguing.
Ngateka butesi bibba.
And they put them aside.
Tabu uzata nyontakiriza kunyonyoka.
They don't want to know.
Ngomanyoli na Lucifer kati.
You know you are with Lucifer.
Tochali na muntu oyo gora bako.
You're not with the person you see.
Wange tani abataje kunyonyoka.
The devil has not gone, come to be explained.
Wabula abaze kukema kulawa wako yingiriza amwe sigenda.
Now come to tempt you, see how he enters another seed in you.
Lubereberye esura y'okusatu olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Genesis 3 verse 4.
Omusana ne gugamba omukazi nti okufa temulifa. Kubanga Katonda amanyi nti olunaku lwe muligulyako mwe amaaso gammwe legalizibuka nammwe mulibanga Katonda.
Olabye?
You see?
Yamugamba ogenda fuuka nga Katonda.
So you're going to become like God.
Yasooka kutoolamu.
He first subtracted
mu nsigo ya Katonda y'ekigambo.
From the seed of the Lord, the word.
Katonda juke yali agambye ojja kufa
bw'olikwata. God had told him you die when you eat of it.
Itani yasooka kwakulamu.
Satan subtracted from God's word.
Nsigo n'agamba nasigamu enda.
He sold in another.
Tomoja kufa.
And he said, you will not die.
Atende chila kankubulile.
And let me tell you. That God is a con man.
Kubanga manyiwe muna hakuri yako.
For those when you eat of it.
Mugina ufuga nga Katonda.
You become like God.
Muzibuka maso muna bebulonji.
Your eyes will open to see well.
Nitu wandi mubuzewa.
But who'd have asked him?
Tula mwanga.
We are seeing. You think you're not seeing?
Kakati tugena kula machie
jenja. Now what kind of seeing are we going to see which is different?
Umanitani wa agena kuteka machie ziki zole mekula babi.
The devil wants to put darkness that you don't see.
Ulamebi ndo echifura.
And he sees things different.
Hakuga mwagena zibuka maso.
He tells you you're going to open your eyes.
Let
me tell you one thing.
Buli muvubuka yavubukanga.
Every young boy who matured.
Amugamba ngagenda ogezeko kubya sekito ogenda zivuka amaso labe
chini. Don't try sex, your eyes are going to open.
Ume wagenda ngakuona neka kuziba maso.
You're going to get corruptible eyes to be closed and blocked.
Buwabigezanga ko
when you try to them.
Ogenda danoye 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 danoye
na morality and fornication. They can do nothing, they are blind. Entering you in a very dangerous world.
You're
going to get more corruptible eyes to get blind.
The one who is
detestable of the immoral, you begin to support them. Even the devil came like that. Open our eyes, yet he puts us in the world of darkness.
We enter
the world of seeing things not real.
Told
him you eat of the fruits.
I prove
you're going to be like God. You know the devil.
Ezekiel
28. Verses 1 to
15.
He was a cherubim.
And
to reign from there, wanted to become God. You remember very well.
Ezekiel
28. From verses 1.
And
verse 20, you get explained well of that.
Iranga mu Isaiah
and in Isaiah
14:9
17. He began to vie for the throne of the Father. After that seed entered his heart,
as
God explains best thing in James, that desiring evil, it gives you a pregnancy. And out of the pregnancy comes sin. That's why he's the father of sin. He began the things of wanting to become God. When he came in the garden, he told man, when you eat of the tree, you'll become like God. We did the thing. We didn't watch over the garden. We didn't plow it. And the other,
he
wanted to become God. Those are the sins man committed. That's why he used those words. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, Lord, the well of living waters, and they have dug their own cisterns. Praise Jesus. But the first sin we committed, we did watch over the garden. The second, we accepted to wishing to become like God, that we sit and take over his throne. You know, the tree of life, it is not another thing.
And
its fruits, let's look at them. That we had to see the eyes open when they ate of it, or they got blinded. We got blinded in us. And we understood things different. We don't know where we came from. What happened to us, we never knew them. Now we still fight with that in this world.
There is
one coming in their generation.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's
first see brief concerning the tree of life. In Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3, verse
13. Amagezi. No yafuna okutegeera. Kubanga obuguzi bwago businga obuguzi bwa feza. N'amagoba gaago gakira zaabu ennungi. Ga muwendo mungi okusinga amayinja amato akaavu. So tewali kintu kyoyinza okwegomba ebyenkanyankanyizibwa nago. Okuwangala kuli mu mukono gwago ogwa ddyo. Mu mukono gwago ogwa kkono mulimu obugagga n'ekitiibwa. Amakubo gaago makubo ga kusanyukiramu. N'engendo zaago zonna mirembe. Ago gwe muti ogw'obulamu.
Ani? Who is that?
Amagezi gwe muti ogwaki?
Wisdom is the tree of life.
The
Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 that praise Jesus, the wisdom of God. Praise Jesus. But I've said wisdom is the tree of life. If Christ is the wisdom of God, he is the tree of life. The things of the garden, up to now they're looking for the tree. This world and what's in it. The world of darkness is amazing. Four fathers died without knowing this. And they died without knowledge. When we appear and we are senseless children, and they are wise in doing evil, but in doing good they have no understanding. It's not abusing. But this world is of darkness, of ignorance, of not understanding. But God has given us grace. He has said wisdom, it is the tree of life.
But
we take to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 18 to down, they tell us wisdom is Christ Jesus. It's the wisdom of God. That's why it comes in John 14, 6. And it says, I am the way, I am the life, I am the truth. The truth of what is
seeking
on this tree, it is him.
Yagamba,
he said, his father planted. In John 15,
he's
the true vine. The father planted him in the garden.
Yes,
praise Jesus. More concerned that we shall know it. But let's see of the fruits of the tree. In Proverbs 8:17.
Proverbs 8:17.
Don't waste your time. Look at how he praises himself. Verse 17, let's repeat it.
Ngeresule yomunana olinyirirwa kuminamusamvu. Njagala baba njagala. Na baba nyikiru okunonya. Bali indaba. Obugaga nechitiwa. Bili nange.
Jukira batu mzibire kubeli genda.
Remember they blocked the way to heading there. And the celestial go there. And he basically and he says, and that them will love me. They will see me, the tree of life. They will see me. But
it
is with them come here. You know, a tree to come from heaven and to come on earth, they will got lost, they were chased from
heaven.
They told them, John 6, eat of me and you will have life. And they said, what? You are the food from heaven which is living. You are the tree. And the tree is about this world.
It
has darkness.
That's
where there is the main issue of life. And if they realize that, they can seek for better light. And they know the beginning of their life.
Ngero esule yomunana olunyirirwa 18.
Proverbs 8:18.
Wewao obugaga obwenkala kalira n'obutuukirivu. Ebibala byange bisinga zaabu obulungi. Wewao zaabu ennungi. N'amagoba gange gakira effeeza ennonde. Ntambulira mu kkubo ery'obutuukirivu. Wakati mu mpenda ez'okusala emisango. Ndyoke mpaabo abanjagala okusikira ebintu. Era njijuze amawanika gaabwe. Mukama yali nange ekkubo lye we lyasookera. Okusooka emirimu gye egyedda nateekebwawo okuva emirembe n'emirembe.
Oyo tumumanyi.
We know him.
Ye Mukama waffe Yesu.
That's the Lord Jesus. In John 1:1. The beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. Verse 14, John 1:14. The Word clothed the flesh and appeared to us. And the one who put him in place, we know him the Father. Praise Jesus. The Word clothed the flesh and he appeared unto us. You saw him as a son. Now he's told he was put in place. But
they
wanted to take his glory to become like God and sit in his throne. There was the devil, Adam and Eve, me and you. Tell that if it's you.
If you speak yourself,
Adam, it's you. If you're next to any Eve or any
Adam.
If you're on any Adam, tell them you're the Adam. After the devil fight to become God, put his mindset in a human being, that man will eat of the fruits of God and become like God and sit in the throne of God and reign. If you dare think of that, you are going to be destroyed. Death will have come upon you. And we hear Jesus explained, since they wanted to touch of him, they wished for death. Proverbs 8:35 and 36.
Kubanga buli alaba nze alaba bulamu.
He
himself is the tree of life.
He said,
be there and look at him. Don't touch at him.
Okutuka yangambe kati jangu
kubibala byobula. You come I give you the fruits of life.
Nabo yatuita mwena abakoye
nabasowele. Like he calls us who are all weary and burdened.
Wabo yagamba kati mulie unze.
Obili
bwange munyone kumusayi gwa.
Eat of my body and drink of my blood.
Yatugamba kulia bibala bye yatugamba kunywa
kumusayi. He told us to eat of his fruits, he told us to drink of the blood.
Yatugamba kami nafe tubale bibala byaffe.
He told us to also bear our own
fruit. Ngayo mzabibu ogwadala bwabo
the true vine has its own fruits.
Ngero esule yo munano nyirosa tumutano. Era alifuna okuganja eri mukama. Nayo ya anyonona asobye obulamu bweye. Bonna abakyawanze baagala okufa.
Yabagamba atya?
He told them
what? When you touch
me, you surely die.
Bali bakwata kwani?
They touched who?
Ye mukama afu mwenyini.
That is the Lord Jesus.
Ye mtu kwa magazi, ye mtu kwa obulamu.
The tree of wisdom, the tree of life.
Yagabo ndabanti awa
all who hate me
ngabagara mbo baje batule muntebe
ya and they say they come sit on my throne
bagara kufa
they love it
yobaje dafa yagamba obule kokwata kote mulile makufa
when you touch it you'll surely die
obikulidwo musana
a very field of light
ewa
atode ono nda mubiba labi nebye kisirwe mogera
yo bila don't be on this foolish fruits you speak of these days
musimani ali steaks yali
bichi that it was sex and many other things
atokuva waroko kanolekera
awe ever since God saved you did you stop it
Wangu lukuloku kutekeza kuleka echi chetuwari tukoze
For salvation means Eden. To stop what we did in Eden
Ati uwarike rao
Did you stop?
Kudaba wangu
I see you
Uraba kugana okuenda nebichi
If there is
thing to talk of
adultery you want to escape and do it
Kanguri echo sike sikwe
mutawana kwa That's not our trouble
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Ngoje kwanti obwenzi no obukaba nebiyinga.
Fight immorality and adultery. Naye
yo kwasa no kufumbira kisibwe mu ekitibu abantu.
Marrying and getting married. Let it be honored by all people. And God spoke that.
Kusema ibrani ya 17.
Hebrews 13.
Okufumbo
marriage
bwa kitibwa
honorable
to all
or to all people.
Kusibwe mu ekitibwa abantu.
Let it be honored and by all people. And the bed is pure. Yes,
the story is same. Kai story itamitendera.
As long as you pass through the right.
Ejo sije told us to kuyandi badaki warana.
Not the issue of the guard who would have headed it.
Ati obwongo obo stand we amara okuziba mu kizikiza.
When the devil planted the minds of people.
Na rugamba muno ejo che chali echikoro.
Told us that's the act they did in Eden.
Bagati na yinu stand navy ayogera
tabi. Therefore if you want to speak that understand it.
Adibu wa mwadabu wa senda senda wa tumbu wa chikore nyo.
Ask those people to do it more.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ayenga jukira.
But remember.
Ya bagambe mbona abancha wa bagara
kore. He said all who hate me love them.
Atenga yali amugambi. Yali atugambi.
He had told us.
Wemuna kukua takote muli na makura.
When you will touch it you will surely die.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ayenga tulebe sitani atufera.
But we saw the devil warning us.
Murubelebele suli yokusa.
In Genesis 3.
Atudeye kukatono.
Let's briefly get back there.
Murubelebele esule yokusa tu. Lolo njiriri oruo mukaga.
Genesis 3 verse 6.
Atudemo oruokutano. Kubanga katonda amanyiti. Oruna kule muliguli yako mwe. Amaso gamwe regalizibuka. Namwe mulibanga katonda. Okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi. Omukazi bwe yalabanga omuti mulungi okulya.
Olw'ensigo y'ebigambo bya Satani
eyi. The seed of the word of the devil entered.
Omuti bulijjo yali agula.
All along they were seeing the tree.
Tola Katonda yabagamba nti guli gulita mugulya nkumate balaba.
God told them not eat of it when they were not seeing it.
Bali balaba.
They were seeing.
Niyo instant wamara kuyingiza mu ekizikiza.
Devil enters darkness in you.
Ebigambo ebiyingira mu gwe.
What's enter in you.
Ebintu birakifuula
nne. You see things different.
Kwe kutani kukulaba kawala katonga gula kakuzemi.
You see a young girl and you see how matured.
Ukatunu nila nyobu ya kukamba na
yendo. You look at it and it tells you.
Ukaraba.
You see her. Yes.
Yete kitizinamu.
You look at her.
Kakuzemi.
She is matured.
Yoyonga lukunu nila nyobu.
The more you look and look.
Udani kula biyadanga.
You begin to see
that she is
then having a bump.
Nuhule mamama
kebele jene. He's been the presser. Come.
Kume tisha yu ya biyadanga.
Yet it's not real. These are the men who rape their daughters. When they look at them, the devil tells them, they are mature. You see them like their mother. You go test them. The more you hear the words of the devil,
it
turns your eyes and they look different. and they see things different. Things are turned upside down. Now Eve, she saw the tree that now is
that
one of God has been threatening us. We can sit in a throne.
Who
can become like him.
He's
been making us fear.
He's
us. What is wrong with him? We shall not even die.
Because the devil
lies to
there
is no hell. Let me show you.
Your
father
says,
come back. And he comes, your dead father. It's a fallen angel. Now you think,
but
they have shown it's real, there's no hell. They have conned you. How did man become like God?
For
when
you
wind it up, God told man that has become like one of us. Like, but it's not become us.
We
know good from evil. May the angel of God go and sort them.
Yes, he was you.
Praise Jesus.
Because
of that, brethren, what you can explain more of this issue, man never opened the eyes and they didn't become like gods. But
just,
they never became God. And foolishness filled him. Jeremiah 8:8 and down. If they are rejected my word, what wisdom is within them?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
After
rejecting the word of God in the garden, not and never got any wisdom. That's why it's in Romans 3:10. All have said, none of them understands. You think we got to understand? We got darkness. God began to mock us.
He said
they have become just like.
Nagoba.
And he chased us. All of them said, none of them is right. No one understands. No one seeks the Lord.
Yes, we
praise him. Jesus. But the death appeared like this. We are to wind up this head perhaps on Sunday. God bless you.
Well,
there are many other things in here of getting explained. How we can repent,
and
how we get born again, and we are restored a body from heaven. We shall begin right from there. How did we die? As we chased from the garden. God bless you. Thank you for coming.